In the final weeks of this election season, we'll also be broadcasting excerpts from the presidential candidates' stump speeches on major issues, speeches from Republican, Democratic, and third-party candidates. President Bush spoke in Bangor, Maine last week about the situation in Iraq, and here is an extended excerpt.
There's hard work to do in Iraq. The Prime Minister told me they're making progress. Yet, as we're seeing on our TV screens, the terrorists are desperately trying to block that progress, what they're trying to do. Our military cannot be beat in Iraq. They can't beat us. They do have a weapon, though, and that is they're cold-blooded killers. They'll behead somebody, and our prayers go to the families here in America. Our hearts break when we see that on our TV screens. These killers know that. See, they know we have a conscience, and they don't. They're trying to shake our will. We're gonna help this government in Iraq. We'll help them build their troops. We'll help them build their infrastructure. We have a strategy that says to our commanders, adapt to the ways on the ground. You've got the support you need to do what you need to do. The way to prevail, the way toward the successful conclusion we all want, the way to secure Iraq and bring our troops home, is not to wilt or waver or send mixed signals to the enemy. We can grieve, but we will not waver. Incredibly, this week, my opponent said he would prefer the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein to the situation in Iraq today. You cannot lead the war on terror if you wilt when times are tough. You cannot expect the Iraqi people to stand up and do the hard work of democracy if you are pessimistic about their abilities. You cannot expect the Iraqi people to do the hard work if you say that they would be better off with Saddam Hussein in power. What kind of message does it send our troops who are risking their lives and who see firsthand the mission is hard, but know the mission is critical to our success? Mixed signals are the wrong signals. I will continue to lead with clarity, and when I say something, I'll mean what I say. I appreciate the contributions of our friends and allies. I appreciate what they've been doing side by side with our troops and the Iraqi troops. Listen, we got to put together a broad coalition of about 40 nations in Afghanistan and some 30 nations in Iraq. Over the next 4 years, I'll continue to strengthen our alliances. But I will never turn over America's national security decisions to other countries.
President Bush, speaking last week in Bangor, Maine, will hear speeches from other candidates in the coming weeks.